Very quickly, so
Billy?
Yeah, we're on the inside. You can hold it up there.
People on the line, step back.
Lower your head a little bit. Do you want something to enter this in front?
Go back, okay? Line goes back. Where is the line? Right, okay. Go back. See, we've got it all blocked off. You're blocking over.
Do you know where you are?
Cut point of transition between the memorial to the dead and the march on the White House, where you will give personal witness to your opposition to the war in Vietnam. The point between an attitude of death and near despair, a kind of passivity, and a march in which we hope to express optimism and confidence and to move the President of the United States to decision. We join first in a tribute to the 40,000 who have died and nearly 250,000 Americans who have been wounded in Vietnam and the over 2 million who have served. The fact that they have shown heroism and patriotism is no reason for any end or hesitation about criticism, but on the other hand, should move us even more positively to speak out. The fact that they did respond as they did, perhaps uncritically, is a sign of the strength of America, but it's also a warning to political leaders who, knowing that they have a patriotic and a loyal people, must be more restrained and more prudent before they commit them to war. The record of history, I think, is clear. The cases in which political leaders, out of misjudgment or ambition, in ancient times and in modern times, have basing their action upon the loyalty of their people, have done great harm to their own countries and to the world. The great loyalty of the Roman citizens moved the Caesars to war. The great loyalty of the French moved Napoleon to actions which should never have been taken. And let us in the United States take warning from that experience. The burden of our criticism is not made easier by things that have been said and done within the last few days, but the obligation to carry on is even more clear. We're to change the draft law so that only 19-year-olds will bear the burden of moral decision. This is a new direction in American politics, the one which calls upon all of us, those who are under 19 and those who are over, to be concerned about the special burden that is placed upon these young people in our society. The President, before the House of Representatives on Thursday, said that people were not supporting him, those who were Democrats and Republicans, as Democrats and as Republicans, but he said, as Americans. Well, we will not give to the President, despite all the powers he has, the right to say which citizens in this country are to be called Americans and which are not to be called Americans. We are not the silent majority supporting an undeclared policy. I do not know whether we are a majority or not, but I think we're better witness than 52,000 telegrams. Or an emergency poll taken by George Gallup. Leaving out the question of the majority and minority, we're here to witness against the real and evident reality of war. The death of 40,000 more will prove nothing about the 40,000 who have died in Vietnam. Our national honor is not at stake in this war, despite Dean Rusk's repeated declarations that he had pledged it there. America's respect for itself is not at issue, despite the fact that Mr. Nixon spoke of that in his November the 3rd speech. The national security is not at stake. If it were, Vietnamization would not be the answer, but the burden would be upon the United States itself. To conclude with a quotation from Andre Gide, who said that in time of war, it's the burden of the young to provide and to endure, but the burden of everyone else to organize suffering and to attempt to alleviate it. Our burden, that of all of us, is to carry on, to take this clear message of moral and intellectual commitment against the war to the White House, to make evident our deep and serious desire to lighten and to lift the moral burden which rests upon every American, and to assert the power of moral judgment and reason to give some direction to life and to the history of the United States of America. So carry on from here, all of you.